Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 64. I'm Connor Murphy here with Grace Matthews and the Hammer all the way in Springfield, Missouri. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. It's Friday night, and guess what it is?
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Yay! Yes. Happy hour.
Woo.
I'll drink to that.
Oh. Yes. I'm just wondering who's going to produce the show tonight.
I don't know. You don't want me touching it, I'll tell you that.
Awesome. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we got a little NFL stuff to start out with.
You know, after my dismal performance the first week of 2-2, the Hammer did come back with a 3-1 record last week. Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. I just want to put this out there. As many times as I would love to go against Tom Brady, I cannot.
Okay.
Patriots will win, and I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings.
Bless their hearts.
Yes, I am. I know I'm going against my cardinal rule of going against a dome team going outside, but I just think that as an overall team, and since the Philly does not have Carson Wentz, I just think that the quarterback play, the two defenses kind of even out each year. I just think the quarterback play of Case Keenum will be better than Nick Foles, because I just got a feeling that they're going to go in, and I think it'll be a great Super Bowl between the Vikings and the Patriots.
You know what? I think that's two great teams. I don't like football all that much, but I think that's two great teams to be in.
Yeah, I agree. I think those two picks are the picks that I would have gone with as well, and that's the Canadian opinion.
Yeah, since Saskatchewan wasn't in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Rough Riders, they got knocked out early.
Yeah, they're just waiting for watermelon
next
season.
Year. There's always next year.
Yeah, watermelon season, so everybody can cut their own helmet.
Yeah, kind of like us with the Chiefs. There's always next year.
Yes, but yeah, truthfully, there is always next year.
That's true. Thank goodness there's always next year.
So maybe next year Saskatchewan will be in the NFL. I don't know. No, they won't.
I'm thinking one of their jerseys would be cool down here in the Ozarks. They'd be like, who's that?
They'll think it's soccer.
They'll think it's like Bigfoot.
Yeah, they'll think it's some high school team around here.
They'll think about the scary men playing each other.
You go to any resort in Mexico when they're playing and everybody's got their jerseys out. So
that's true.
They do reach far. But I like your picks for this week. Definitely the Vikings and the Patriots are the two teams that I would have picked, you know, weeks ago going in. I think they've got it. Should be a good Super Bowl.
Absolutely. And I am pretty sure President Trump will be rooting for one of the teams or both of the teams. I think he's kind of a Brady fan.
Yeah, because of Kraft.
Well, plus he's friends with Brady.
Yeah,
Brady's kind of pretended that they're not in recent years.
You know, the good thing about the top guys in some of the sports, they try not to get in. The really smart ones try not to be a political person. Yes, they all have their, you know, feelings, and they try not to dwell on that. The good ones try not to say, hey, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. It doesn't really matter. And I like that about Brady. Brady does try to keep his personal life. I mean, God, when you're married to Giselle.
Well, yeah, but look at what all he's got in common with Trump. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He is married to a model. They got a lot in common.
I never thought of that. Two peas in a pod, right?
They like golf.
They like golf.
They probably like golf. McNuggets.
Well, Brady is
no.
Good
Brady
of
wouldn't
a
eat that.
Trump definitely likes McNuggets, and apparently that's his only device. I mean, he is, according to Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who might I point out, has been the doctor to at least two presidents and has been one of the team doctors for several presidents. Okay.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, according to a lot of reporters in the press room, he doesn't have a sense God gave a goose. Now, on Tuesday, Dr. Jackson, and I believe this was pretty unprecedented, was given unfettered access. The press could ask him anything about the president's health assessment, and he was given permission to answer it.
Wow.
And he swore there was no hidden agenda. And let me tell you, if you didn't see it, it turned into the most hilarious fiasco I've ever seen in my life. And thanks to Liberty Headlines, we have a little bit of the transcript.
Oh, okay.
So on Tuesday, White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson appeared before reporters in the press room and informed them that President Trump is in excellent shape, joking that with a healthier diet, Trump might live to be 200. That's how healthy he is, wow, according to this doctor, who probably didn't get his medical degree out of a Cracker Jack box. But the reporters didn't quite believe him.
Hmm.
Nevertheless,
go figure.
Jackson began his remarks by reading off the results from a series of tests that were performed on the president. He said, all clinical data indicates that the president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency, whether that presidency lasts 4 years or 8 years. He made that distinction. Following statements, Jackson opened the room to reporters who dogged him about the details of his report. Almost immediately, NBC's Hallie Jackson asked about the president's mental fitness. And the White House physician answered, I've spent almost every day in the president's presence. I had no concerns about his cognitive ability. The reason that we did the cognitive assessment is because the president asked me to do it. He added, I didn't think it was indicated. I didn't think we needed it.
Wow.
Okay.
Still took the shots, though, right?
Now, CNN asked him, asked Dr. Ronnie Jackson about President Trump's healthy, being healthy, given his diet. If he eats all that junk food, how can he be so healthy?
Genes, baby, genes.
That's exactly what Dr. Jackson said. It's called genetics. And he said, I don't know. It's just genetics. Soon after, CNN's Jim Acosta, who has brushed with the White House on several occasions, asked Jackson if he was giving all the results, but the physician said absolutely nothing was being withheld from Trump's results. Earlier on Tuesday, the president kicked Acosta out of a meeting with Prime Minister of Kazakhstan because he was race baiting him.
Wow.
So Acosta has a history of problems with the president.
You know, I'm going to steal something from one of the guys on Fox that said this. I want all the reporters to take the same test that
Trump
did. Yeah.
The check. Cognitive
yeah,
test.
To see if they're crazy. And I guarantee, I bet not one of them could pass it.
Well, he took the Minnesota cognitive test and scored 30 out of 30.
Yeah. Hmm.
He certainly is not pre-Alzheimer's or pre-dementia. Now, there are a couple of reporters, including Mika from Morning Joe, that said that upset her more, that he was just, like, mean or crazy. Nevertheless.
You know, could you imagine Walter Cronkite or, Chad Huntley or David Brinkley taking a test like that back in those days?
Well, you know what? Fake news comes from places. So who's the people that writes this stuff?
Yeah, the same people that were sitting there questioning the doctor about his ability to be a doctor.
Exactly.
And diagnose. Dr. Jackson said, as far as he knew, no president had ever been administered a cognitive assessment.
Wow. And there's probably some that should have had one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, several.
One reporter was so goofy, they asked, the president plays golf a lot, almost every weekend. Does that help his health?
That is his exercise.
Yeah, he should have Obama. Exercise. But how could you, I mean, who's going to say it's bad?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, these people are ridiculous. They did this for 50 minutes. Dr. Jackson said, yes, I think so. It's a good way to get outside and relieve stress. Imagine that.
Plus, that's where he does all the deals.
That's exactly right. That's where more deals are made in business than anywhere else at the golf course.
Exactly.
And guess what? He enjoys playing golf.
Oh, my God.
No. He must be crazy.
Not a president that enjoys golf.
I would have played golf with the president.
He'd get a little frustrated with me, wouldn't he? No.
Yeah.
I'm
One,
bad.
Two, three. Four, now hit the ball. Please, hit the ball.
Yeah, go find my ball in the woods and don't get a skin
disease. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, another reporter asked if he had any concerns about the president's use of Twitter. But the physician responded, Twitter doesn't involve me as a doctor.
Yeah.
Now, why would you ask a doctor?
I don't have any concern about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Basically, he added that Trump doesn't sleep much. He doesn't need to sleep much. That's how he gets so many things done. He sleeps about 4 to 5 hours a night.
Wow.
The doctor would like to see him lose 10 to 15 pounds. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that could lose 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, how many people in the United States?
My gosh, they should be in the Ozarks.
10 to 15 pounds.
Oh, they acted like he had complete heart disease because he needed to lose 10 to 15 pounds. They also questioned his height because if he was 1 inch shorter than the doctor said he was, he would register as obese on the BMI scale.
Unbelievable.
You know, my doctor said, you're the perfect weight. I said, great. He said, yeah, the bad thing is you need to be 6 inches taller. I said, thanks a lot, bud.
Thank God you were in front of this firing squad.
No kidding. Oh, God, they would abuse me to no end.
Oh, my gosh. Now, after all of this, and Sanjay Gupta, he is the physician, the on-air physician for CNN.
Right.
He is a surgeon. He's been with them for many years. He was questioning Dr. Ronny Jackson in the press room. Dr. Ronny Jackson answered his concerns. Nevertheless, the next day, Sanjay gets on the air and says that the president has heart disease.
Wow.
Now, he is not a cardiologist. He has not examined the doctor, nor was he specifically there or privy to the case.
Right, but he gets paid by CNN.
Exactly. It's the narrative they wanted, so they just created.
Exactly.
Fake news.
Yes, more fake news. There you go.
There you go. You know, it's just like asking your brother-in-law what's wrong with your car. Oh, it sounds like this, but my mechanic who has it and has looked at it and torn it down says that this is the problem. Oh, no. Can't be.
I think you once had a brother-in-law that did something like that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well. Nevertheless, Trump issued his fake news awards this week. Yeah, he was advised by pretty much everyone in the White House not to do it, but he had already promised it. And Trump really does like to deliver what he promises, even if it turns out that maybe the idea
it's
was
not a good idea. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He don't give a
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, he's just going to expose it, just like draining the swamp.
And it really wouldn't be fair to go on one of the networks and release the awards, so he did it over the internet. And guess what? He crashed the internet.
That's not surprising.
I remember, like, what the fake news reporter said. Oh, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a bunch of crap. But why did it break the internet?
It meant a lot more than I thought it would.
Me too. I thought
to a lot of people. I cannot
kind
believe
of.
It
I thought it'd be funny, but
I did too. The winner was the New York Times, who posted an article right after his win in November of 2016. They stated that the stock market would crash and it would not recover.
Never recover. Never!
Never. At least as long as he was in office, it would not recover. And guess what? That wasn't the case.
Right. Exact stock opposite.
Yes. Added $6 trillion to our economy.
Yeah, insane. It's
just everyone's 401ks and their stocks are up 25% to 30%.
Now we got Apple coming back.
Oh my gosh, Apple's bringing
that's
a lot
huge.
Of money back.
Yeah, $350 billion.
And Reno. And that's after they just finished one out in Seattle.
Yeah.
So, it's great.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many companies coming back, and all these people tried to say that he was just blowing smoke. But you know what? Just like everything else, everything he says is happening, you know, and that's what the common people want. The people in the Midwest, that's what we want. Someone that keeps their promises. We are so sick of these promises. And then they go up to Washington, they turn into a good old boy and become part of the gang, and nothing happens. I am so glad that something's happening. You know, and every decision he makes might not be the right one, but by God, at least he's trying to make something happen.
Well, and he's going to roll in dirt to get there. I mean, he's going to roll in dirt.
He will fight. He will fight to make it happen.
And it may not. Also, it's kind of like me. I tell my kids, you know, I always do what I say I'm going to do. Sometimes I misjudge the time it takes me to get it done, but I always do it.
Right. He fights to get it done.
Yeah, he fights. It's not necessarily, he said, he really wanted to start on that wall before the end of the first year. But, you know, that didn't really happen.
Well, you know who I think, can't get things done? Oprah.
Absolutely. You know, after the Golden Globes, everybody thought she was it. She was the second coming.
Yeah.
She was to Trump.
And
you
the
know,
more I think about it, the more I think how big of a mistake that would be, because she's all about selling sunshine and pumping sunshine up everybody's ass.
And, that's exactly right.
And you know what? There's a lot of negative things in politics that she's going to have to deal with, and I don't think she can deal with it.
Well, you and 59% of the people polled said Oprah shouldn't run for president. 24% think she should. The other 17% are probably stoned, and they don't know who she is. They don't remember.
Oh, the under the rock poll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, here's another deal. No one wants their mother or their favorite aunt to be the bad guy. And if you're president, you've got to make decisions that there are people that are not going to agree with you. My little experience of being a president, I was president of my fraternity. Someone said, oh, what's so good about that? I said, well, the great thing is, you know, half the people like me. And half the people hate me no matter what decision I make on any issue. And the only thing is, it just changes the people that hate you and love you. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
You can't please everybody.
And you know what? Everybody loves Oprah. Why would she want to jeopardize that? Except the stoned people.
Please,
the stoned people,
do it.
I don't know. They just don't.
You know, it leaves the big question. Who would be left to do the Weight Watchers commercials?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There'd be nobody.
Weight Watchers, you know.
People would just get fat and die.
Who can yo-yo the weight like that besides Oprah?
Well, right. Marie Osmond already signed with the other company.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But she only lost 50 pounds once.
Yeah. Oprah's
done it
100 times.
Yeah. Well,
365 times or something.
Think the old joke was, did you hear that Oprah got arrested at the airport for trying to smuggle 40 pounds of crack under her dress?
Oh. I wouldn't.
Did we move to R-rated just now?
Away with that. You know that?
Yeah, we just moved to R-rated.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oops.
Yeah, we're mainstream now. We're on iHeart. We have to bleep that. But fire and fury. Speaking of fire and fury.
Yes.
Bannon's mouth flapped to the author that deceived him and pretty much everybody else involved. It got him a place in front of the Congressional Judicial Board for a little questioning. Now, his inconsistent answers has everybody subpoenaed him. Mueller, Congress. I believe that they're even going to add on Putin and Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
Before it's over with.
Yeah. Well, it's just all a witch hunt anyways.
Yeah. Well, the Republican Party doesn't really want to talk to him anymore. So I guess he should be glad.
Yeah, he burned some big bridges. That's
he burned big, giant bridges.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can't use the word treasonous. It's like going on a plane and saying the word bomb.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's the same deal.
And he used it when he was angry. And the truth is, he may or may not have used it with this Michael Wolff.
Yeah, but
Michael
Wolff
cannot be trusted. And right. Had Bannon looked around or actually, you know, did a little investigation, he would have known that nobody trusts him. This isn't the first time Michael Wolff has deceived people. But, you know, Bannon can't use a computer, remember? So I guess he couldn't do a Google.
Okay. It makes sense. Perfect sense to me, though.
The race issues are getting crazier and crazier and crazier. The St. Paul mayor calls the national anthem the ode to slavery.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I can't even fathom how you can surmise that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It leaves us speechless.
Pretty much.
I wish I had some great comment on that, but it just got me befuddled.
What's he smoking?
That how anybody could come up with that. You know, whatever he's on, it must be good.
That's about all we got to say about him.
That's all I'm going to say.
But I got something crazier. It'll make you feel like you've been smoking. So Judicial Watch, you know, I really love Tom Fenton. I believe he and Judicial Watch really care about transparency. Well, he discovered that the government spent $6.7 million on the mango board.
Okay.
To encourage the consumption of what else? Mangoes. I love mangoes. I love the taste of mangoes, especially with alcohol. But nevertheless, I don't need anybody to spend any money for me to know that.
Yeah. Wow. Billions? You didn't say millions. You said billions.
I said millions.
Millions. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
6.7 million. But why should the government? Don't the growers have a mango growing co-op?
Yeah.
Like the Hortons guys?
You know, it's just like the centipede on the treadmill. Let's just throw some money away. Or the $50 hammer or the... It's
$1,500 commode.
Yeah. This is the way we spend money here through the Congress. Let's just see how bad we can abuse our power.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The same goes on in Canada. Like millions spent on stupid studies that, you know, anybody with a brain in their head could figure out on their own.
Well, and I'll tell you who's really tired of it is the east side of California.
Oh.
They are tired of high taxes. They're tired of the streets being filled with homeless people because everything costs so much money and the state is broke. They can't pay some of their bills. So they said, you know what? We want to create New California. The east side of California can split from the west side, and you guys can go to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, interesting.
The biggest problem, everybody's kind of for it. They just don't want to change the flags. We're just way too lazy to add another star. And it would be uneven. I say go ahead and make Puerto Rico a state. And then you got two to put on there.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. It's got to be even. You can have 50.
Either that or split Hawaii up. You got to do something. You can't have an uneven flag.
Well, just wait for the big earthquake, and then half of the damn people will be gone anyway.
Well, that'll get rid of
hey,
the tax problem.
Hey, easy. I live out here, too, on the West Coast. On the earthquake.
Sorry about that, Connor. I don't want to go on up that north.
Hammer was a big geology student.
So yeah, you know.
Don't get him started.
I took geology, so therefore.
Don't digress into earthquakes.
I know everything about rocks.
I know, but let's don't go there.
Sedimentary, igneous. Okay.
Let's talk about Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake was a little upset about the asshole comment and Trump's fake news awards. So he decided to give a speech on the Senate floor and compare Trump to Stalin for his attacks on the press. Now, my guess is, first of all, Stalin killed millions of people. You know, Trump hasn't killed anyone yet, we don't think. Nevertheless, certainly not millions. Would Stalin have given tax breaks?
No.
I'm just dumbfounded at the comparison.
Yeah, I mean, how ridiculous. And this is, you know, Jeff Flake is a Republican.
But, yeah, but obviously he's an idiot. Yes, I agree he's with you, Hammer.
You know, as he was trying to, when he was giving a speech, he was like giving these pauses for like, you know, if you make some big statement, everybody's
waiting
supposed
for
to
applaud.
Everybody's supposed to clap. Nothing. Not even cricket sounds. You know, I mean, this guy is such a loser. The Republicans are just saying, get out fast. Yeah,
how
please.
Fast can you get
how fast can we shut this guy up and get his ass shipped up? He needs to go to Mexico. Well, that's what I.
There's a few Republican senators that need to move on for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now. Maybe they could travel, okay? State Department warns before traveling to North Korea, prepare for your own death.
No
wow. Maybe yeah, let's send them to North Korea. Hell yeah.
Great That's what idea. We need to do. Anybody we don't want, we give them a one-way ticket.
Yeah, let's start a Kickstarter campaign right now.
I've got a list. I could give a top 10 in a hurry.
Well,
yeah. Nancy Pelosi out there.
Yeah, Pelosi.
Little Kim will take care of them. That's for sure.
I'd like to see the doctor do some tests on Pelosi.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear the dog do?
Did you hear the dog do?
No.
She said the budget without, you know, a plan for the DACA kids was like a big pile of dog do with a cherry on top. Presented as a chocolate sundae. Now I love chocolate, and she just ruined it.
Well, you know what? If they just learned to work with the president, it would be done.
Absolutely, but that is just not part of their agenda.
No, hell no.
Well, she's an excellent legislator.
Well, listen to this. Speaking of legislators, remember the five people that are boycotting the State of the Union address?
Yeah.
It all began with Maxine Waters saying, impeach 45. She said, I'm not going. I have better things to do. Now, that's part of her job description. I think she should go. Nevertheless, a veteran of the Iraq War started a campaign on Twitter and said, I want Maxine Waters' seat at the State of the Union.
Wow.
Well, Patrick Duff, the congressman, said, way cool. I'll make sure that you have a seat, even if it's my wife's. He's going to the State of the Union. He's a funny, neat guy. He's hilarious. So I think that's fantastic.
You know, that's a feel-good story.
Yeah.
If they don't
She tried to make it into something terrible.
Yeah.
And it does bite
her
in the ass.
You know what I said? No empty seats. I don't care who's sitting there. If she doesn't want her seat and she doesn't want to do her job, fine. Could we dock her a little pay?
Yeah.
I just want to know how you have income of what she's been up to almost $8 million on her salary. Where did that money come from?
Well, she's been investigated. That's another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
she's
go.
She's been in trouble and investigated.
She's one of my favorites.
Ethics.
It paid 45.
Yeah, there was a little bit of banking stuff back there on Maxine Waters. So.
Well,
we'll talk about Maxine.
I have a prediction there. Patrick Duff isn't going to get laid anytime soon.
Exactly.
Oh, he's in for hell. You go against your wife, it's not going to be good. Yeah. Poor bastard.
Oh, boy. Absolutely.
Yeah. There was another missile alert in Japan.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that? Yeah, just a couple days after the one in Hawaii, Japan, it happens in Japan. Really?
Oh, like an accidental alert? See, I
just
don't think they're accidental. I think that they might be jumping the gun because they know that when little Kim shoots off a missile, they don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So they're probably told, don't hesitate.
Yeah, it's still think there'd be some sort of safety in there saying, are you sure you want to send out this alert?
I think it's there. I think that they actually think something's going on. They have.
So.
And well,
yeah,
they said
I mean,
it. You only have 60
really
seconds to shoot it down.
You know, so, at first it was, I thought it was a joke. I'm not so sure now. The way people over there were really panicking and stuff. I'm not for sure if they didn't maybe think it was, or they were doing it to show people that you are not prepared, that we don't have time, that we need to be prepared if something like this has happened because we are so close And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm just like everyone else. At first, I thought it was a joke, like I said, and that the guy hit the wrong button, you know, like when you pulled the fire alarm in school or in a hotel, motel. But, you know, I'm like you. I'm not sure he just hit the wrong button like a butt dial. I'm beginning to think that there's more to this, and God, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it was that.
We all do.
And I'm thinking the same way. Honestly, I totally agree with you, Hammer. Absolutely agree. And it's not often that we do agree.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't always agree, but life's a journey and we're all in this together. Godspeed, Connor. Godspeed, Hammer. And Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace. And everybody, thanks for listening.
Talk to you next week.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. G-Ma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.